1280 The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298 CO Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump touting his position as the front runner for the presidential nomination.
It's no surprise that we're very big in the polls, very, very big. We have been like a rocket ship.
Mr. Trump's remarks from the Turning Point Action Convention Saturday night, the RealClearPolitics.com average, has the former president leading Florida Governor Ron DeSantis by 53% to 20.6%. On the Democrat side, President Joe Biden has a similar large lead of 64% to 14% over Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for the Democratic nomination. In a race that's shaping up to a rematch of 2020, Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump are only 0.2% apart at 43%, a statistical dead heat, with Mr. Biden's job approval averaging only 42%. George Williams reporting.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released from the hospital today. This is SRN News.
Time out for a few words about this great radio station, AM 1280, The Patriot. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. If you listen to this radio station for 24 hours straight, you'd hear about 250,000 words. And thousands of those words every day come from listeners like you.
You know, I agree with you a lot. I listen to your show regularly.
Thanks.
Great insight, but this is one I just can't agree with.
No one values your opinion more than we do. We know you're not always going to agree with us, but we wouldn't be here without you. So we thank you for being the most important part of AM 1280, The Patriot.
If you like what you hear on air each day on AM 1280 The Patriot, drop by and give us a like on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. You can even check us out on the visual side of things by searching for AM 1280 The Patriot on Instagram. Connect soon on your preferred social media platform. Just search for AM 1280 The Patriot. Tonight's low 57 degrees with clear skies throughout your overnight. Monday, sunny skies with a high around 78 degrees. You're listening to AM 1280 The Patriot.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air. Live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan, here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with hour number two of the broadcast we like to call the closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take phone calls 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter. Just use hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show for comments or questions. And if you'd like to check out our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, feel free to do so. Just go to Facebook, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network, and give us a like or a follow if you haven't done so already. And check out our live stream of the broadcast. I'm waving to the camera right now, as a matter of fact. And we do have a comment thread where you can leave a comment or question. As Wild Wilson and Gary Grover have both done. Wild, good to hear from you as always. Wild down in the great state of Texas. Gary always checks in from War Road. Like I say often, I don't feel like I can get the program started if Wild and Gary don't both check in. And both have come through as always. So appreciate you, gentlemen. Thank you so much. And appreciate you all for listening to the broadcast. Want to transition now to some national stuff here. You know, it's I often have said that really Joe Biden, when he was the candidate that the Democrats propped up, and that seems to be a literal statement, propped up in 2020 to take on Donald Trump, it was the only candidate that a lot of Democrats thought could beat Trump head to head. I mean, progressives would have wanted ideally a Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, but those types of candidates don't appeal to independents, maybe even some moderate Democrats. And yeah, there are still some moderate Democrat voters out there. There isn't a whole heck of a lot of moderate Democrat representation in Congress, that's for sure. But there are definitely some moderate voters. And so they figure, okay, let's get Biden in there. You know, he's palatable. We'll prop him up for a year or two, and then we'll transition to Kamala Harris. And look at that. We have not only the first female president in United States history, but a minority female, because the Democrats are all about intersectional politics. Okay, competence and ability to do the job. Yeah, that's great if you've got it. But what they see as a priority is a minority and female. And if it happens to be a homosexual, you know, I mean, my gosh, all those boxes checked in the intersectionality scorecard. Now, don't get me wrong. There are plenty of competent people who fit that description, are minority or female, homosexual. I'm not suggesting that there aren't. Okay. So, you know, I'll try to take selectively edited sound bites here and saying that, you know, that it's not possible people that check off those boxes are competent. Of course they are. They just didn't happen to pick one for vice president, as the Democrats are finding out. And you wonder why they were going so heavy after Trump in the 25th Amendment talk, after, you know, his maniacal ramblings when he lost re-election. And yes, he did lose, but yet was putting forth kooky conspiracy theories on why he didn't lose. I mean, today he's still in denial. You know, today people, you know, he's flat out asked, how are you couldn't beat Joe Biden before, even though the fact you were president, say the election was stolen, you were in charge of all of these bureaucracies and you couldn't prevent the election from being stolen then. How are you going to prevent it from being stolen now? And he doesn't come up with a strategy to draw new voters. Trump says, well, I won last time. I had enough votes. I got enough votes. Oh, okay. So we're good. You know? Sorry, Donald, that's not a strategy, okay? And it's a recipe for disaster, but I digress. So they were using the 25th Amendment against Trump to try to get him, you know, out of office after he lost his reelection bid. And the theory has always been by a number of folks that they would in turn use it against Joe Biden, because they said, what? Well, you know, we're just showing how bipartisan we are. We talked about it with Trump. Now we're talking about it with Biden. But then Kamala Harris is utterly inept, and that's not a viable option. So they're stuck with Biden and kind of doing the old Weekend at Bernie's thing. And Mika Brzezinski of Morning Joe on MSNBC, she seems to notice this. Spencer, if we have this ready, this is cut number two, so just let me know when we have that clip ready. So apparently it's a sin to notice that the president is clearly on not only a physical decline. That's very, very obvious when you see him walking around, how frail he is and how he took a tumble during one of the, I believe it was the Air Force Academy's graduation ceremony. And then, of course, I think it was last year where he tumbled on the bicycle. Thankfully, he has escaped serious injury. Okay, because I have a mother who is the same age as President Biden. And I got to tell you, she is not in very good shape physically at all. And if she took a tumble, I would be worried sick. In fact, I concern myself with that a lot. I'm saying this in all seriousness. So I have a tremendous amount of empathy toward what the president is going through, because I'm seeing my own mother go through it. All right. So I mean it when I say, thankfully, he has escaped serious injury. But we're not doing him any favors keeping him in this role. We're not doing him any favors with the delusion that somehow he can run a formidable campaign in 2024 for re-election. In fact, I'm going to go on the record predicting, saying he's not going to make it. I'm not saying he's going to die in 2024. I'm saying physically it's going to get so bad. It's going to be like, he's not up for it. He can't do this. We can't go forward with this. Well, instead of focusing on the very obvious issues, Mika Brzezinski, co-host of Morning Joe, apparently people surrounding Biden, they can only fail him. It's not the president himself that's failing. It's his people that are failing him. So this is cut number two.
Reagan, they also managed to schedule very carefully.
Yeah, I think his staff needs to own his age. I'm just going to be honest. I don't think they do a good job helping out the president. And I'm not talking about it like, I'm just saying, if you are managing a president's schedule, and you are managing a president getting on stage and getting off stage and doing getting on planes and getting off planes. And yes, he's 80. You need to be there for him and you need to make a pathway. And you sure as hell better make sure he doesn't fall on a sandbag. And I blame the staff for that. I mean, these are the things that are going to hurt him. These are things that are going to be played on a loop. Okay? Let him do his job. Let him do his speeches. Let him work on policy. Let him do his connections in Congress, unlike any president that we've seen. I don't know, since Clinton. But my God, make sure, you know, your Secret Service, you're his staff, that you were there and you're telling him what's next. And it's not because, don't take this as, oh, he can't even get from one place to another.
Well, he can't.
When you're busy and you're on stage, and we've been on stage,
right.
I've done speeches, and I'm so nervous, I'm doing the speech, I'm trying to get it right, and when it's done, I don't know which way to go, and I'm looking for direction. So do a better job. Because you can't have these video images of the president tripping or the president, like, going the wrong way. It's not going to work in this presidency because his age is going to be a factor.
It is.
His age is going to be a factor. And it's your job
to
make sure he gets from one place to another. He can handle the presidency. Well, you have to handle his schedule and where he goes.
Well, and the schedule.
Okay, it makes me mad.
We'll just stop it right there. We can only fail him. It's not his fault. Hey, he's doing a bang-up job making connections in Congress. Never mind, there's been stories that come out about how belligerent and borderline verbally abusive he is to his staff. You know, I love how his age is going to be a fact. Going to be? We're long past the point of no return. And here's the thing. This could be somewhat hidden during the 2020 campaign, because there we were in the midst of a pandemic. Okay, and that was legitimate. And him doing the basement strategy, doing Zoom meetings and Zoom interviews from his basement in his Delaware home, you know, he could legitimately say, well, you know, he's older and older people, you know, he was in his late 70s at the time, they're more susceptible to this virus. And all of that's legitimate, and you need to look no further than the Trump campaign. I remember that summer of 2020 rally that the Trump campaign did in, I think it was Oklahoma, where there ended up being an outbreak of COVID, including former presidential candidate Herman Cain, who was in attendance at that rally. And Herman Cain was immunocompromised. He had had colon cancer. And he caught COVID, and he eventually succumbed to it. He died. So, obviously, that was something Biden could use to his advantage for not getting out there and in person and doing in-person events. But here's the thing. Had he got out there in person in 2020, he was already pretty frail. We would have seen it then, but they were able to hide it. They were able to call a lid by noon most days and just keep him hidden. Can't do that anymore, and it's very obvious. And she's talking about, oh, my God, him falling over this beanbag or him tripping up the airplane steps. That's going to be, if we're not careful, that's going to be running an endless loop. It's like, Mika, is your head in the sand? It's already being done. It's too late. People are noticing this. That's why there's no way he's going to make it to 2024. Again, I want to emphasize, I'm not predicting he's going to pass away. I'm just saying that it's going to get so bad that there's just no way he's going to be able to keep up with this. And Rich Lowry at National Review also weighed in on Mika's comments as well. It's not clear what presidency Brzezinka has been watching, because it's not as though the White House staff is working Biden like a dog, or as though there isn't plenty of pointing and directing whenever Biden is out in public. Obviously, the problem isn't staff inattention, but the difficult balance involved in maintaining the image of Biden as a robust, fully in-control president of the United States while giving him the help he needs as someone who is visibly shaky, on his feet, and unsure of what to do with himself at public events. This is a balance that, in all likelihood, will fail at some point, with potentially disastrous consequences for all involved. To her credit, Brzezinka isn't denying Biden's infirmities, as many Democrats do, so much as shifting the blame for them. The latest discussion of Biden's age was occasioned by his use of King Charles as a bit of a crutch during a visit the other day, while the king had some difficulty negotiating Biden where he needed to go during an inspection of the Welsh Guards. In the scheme of things, this wasn't a big event, but it's part of a pattern and one that suggests more trouble ahead. The minor stumbles and wobbles will inevitably get worse, since age is a progressive condition. And again, remember the freakout during, I think it was a 2020 event, when then President Trump was walking down a velvet rope line, and the way he was walking slowly down a ramp and clinging to the rope, and how the media just jumped around like poo-flinging monkeys pointing that out. You're like, oh, my God, there it is, the physical decline. We all knew that the man couldn't possibly be healthy given his diet and given how he looks and everything else. And, oh, my God, he's had COVID. And, look at that. Look at that. Look at how gingerly he's walking down a ramp. They made so much hay out of that, yet somehow it's the staff's fault when President Biden goes up the steps of an airplane and tumbles and falls, or it's the staff's fault when he trips over a beanbag. Okay? And they're not directing him. So, again, I would dare say Biden is the type of person that if they tried to assist him in the manner Brzezinski is suggesting they do, okay, he would probably decline it. I mean, there's still a certain amount of pride with the man, I'm certain. So, again, the more we try to shift blame away from Biden's inabilities and very, very obvious shortcomings, the more it's going to be a glaring liability. And again, if indeed there is a Trump-Biden rematch, I'm of the mindset that Trump, because he can't win Arizona and he can't win Georgia, has no path to winning in 2024. That's why I prefer Trump to not be the Republican nominee. However, it's getting to the point where I never thought we'd get, and that is a non-zero chance Trump could win the general election in 2024. God help us if any of these men end up being the victor in 2024. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. Brad Carlson back with another segment. Go nowhere.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
From Zumbrota to Zambia and Detroit Lakes to some lake in Detroit, we're where you are. Find intelligent talk anytime by streaming AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
People looking to buy a new fence in Minnesota are lucky. Lucky because unlike with other types of purchases, when it comes to buying a new fence, the choice has been made so darn easy. Only one company truly stands above the rest and has for a long, long time. Midwest Fence has not only been around far longer than anyone else and thus is far more experienced, they're the largest fence company in the state, which means Midwest Fence has the greatest variety of fence designs. You won't believe the seemingly endless styles you can choose from these days. And Midwest Fence buys in such bulk, they can keep their prices lower than other companies. That's why if you're ready for a fence, you're just plain lucky. The legendary fence company that's been making people smile since Truman was president is but a phone call away and ready to stop out and deliver a free estimate. Your turn to smile, folks. Learn more at MidwestFence.com.
Are you looking for trusted insight and knowledge on how the eyes reflect the connection between health, lifestyle, sports, and nutrition? Tune into my show, Open Your Eyes Radio, Saturday at 9 a.m. with me, Dr. Kerry Gell. I'm an optometrist with more than three decades of experience, a keen interest in longevity and lifestyle, with a never-ending focus on the four basic principles of health: nutrition, exercise, stress reduction, and sleep. Listen and learn with me every Saturday at 9 a.m. here on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Get a new Bradford White water heater installed from Champion Plumbing for half price. This is a special offer from Champion and AM 1280 The Patriot. There's only one available. If you need a new water heater and want it at half price, call The Patriot now at 651-405-8800.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks always for tuning in. Here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARN Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show for comments or questions. And don't forget, we do have our live stream up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, so you can check us out there. Just, again, go to Facebook, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Yeah, if you haven't liked or followed our Facebook pages yet, why the heck not? Well, feel free to do that and check out the live stream where you can leave a comment or question in our respected comment section. And as always, we appreciate tuning in. Taking a transition now, welcoming back friend of the broadcast and our official IT guru, wonk, whatever you want to call him, D. Greg Scott. Check out his fine work at his website, D. Greg Scott. That's D as in Daniel, dgregscott.com. A lot to get to on today's broadcast. Greg wanting to follow up on the SolarWinds hack that took place back in 2020. As well as another issue that's rather pervasive in the online community today having to do with grooming online. Greg will certainly talk about actually a personal incident with that. He wasn't doing the grooming. He was actually targeting.
Groomers and groomy. I was a groomy.
We will definitely get to that. Greg, always good to see you, sir. How are you?
Good to see you. Hi, Brad. Hi, Mom. We're on camera.
We are, yeah.
Facebook purposes, live stream. Cool.
For purposes of full disclosure, yes, we are on camera and for all the world to see. Well, yeah. We obviously want to start, Greg, with the SolarWinds hack, kind of doing a refresher of this. It was a major event, not because a single company was breached, but because pretty much
everybody who's anybody.
Because it triggered a much larger supply chain incident that affected thousands of organizations, including the U.S. government. There were a few things going on in 2020 as well that disrupted the supply chain as well, Greg Scott.
Yeah,
but we want to focus specifically on the SolarWinds hack. And what is there are some new developments on this, do I understand, Greg Scott?
Yeah, the new development that I just read about the other day is the SolarWinds CISO, Chief Information Security Officer, and the Chief Financial Officer, the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, has given them notices that they may be prosecuted.
Really?
Yeah, and that's got a lot of people in the cybersecurity community raised attention. It's got a lot of our attention.
Was it just because they it might be an inside job, sheer negligence, combo platter?
My guess would be negligence. That would be my guess. That's only
at the very
conjecture.
Least, right?
Yeah,
right.
That's conjecture. I don't sense an inside. I don't sense that somebody inside gave all that stuff away to the Russians. However, there was insider trading right before all this went public. A lot of insiders sold stocks. There might be something about that going down too. We'll stay tuned, and we'll all learn more when the time comes.
So you've kind of indicated that this is something that should have been on their radar. They should have seen coming, but didn't. And when it happened, obviously the consequences were rather disastrous. Why don't you expound on that a little bit?
Yeah, the consequences could have been a lot worse. So we have to back up. We talked about supply chains, and we know COVID and everything disrupted the supply chain, but the supply chain in this context is a little bit different. So visualize, this is how the supply chains attack works. Visualize some people sitting around in a room, and they're good guys, and they're talking about how to save the world.
Sure.
Okay? Now, pan back the camera a little bit and go and zoom in on the bad guy who's listening in on the good guy room. So the good guys are talking, and the bad guys are listening in. We've seen that in spy movies like forever, since before I was born, which is, Dirt was young when I was born. We've seen that in spy movies for a long time. Okay, that makes sense, right? Now, it's a lot of time and trouble to bug that room where all these people are sitting. You have to find someone where it's empty, and you have to go in advance and it's a lot of work. It's labor intensive, as they say. What if you wanted to bug every room on the planet where every set of good guys was listening?
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't do it room by room by room.
Sure.
You couldn't do it one at a time. So how do you do it? Well, one idea is take over the light bulb factory. Every time they change light bulbs, they put in one of your light bulbs, and now your light bulb has a hidden microphone. Now you bug all those rooms.
Right.
That's a supply chain attack. You move upstream
gotcha.
to the organization you want to attack. You attack the organization that supplies them. We saw supply chain attacks with Ukraine in 2017 with that accounting company in Ukraine that took out a whole bunch of Maersk, the big shipping company.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And remember NotPetya from however many years ago that was? Those were all supply chain attacks. Attack the software provider that provides lots of companies, and you, as long as you're going to go to the trouble, may as well reap the reward a few zillion times.
So has there ever been any examples? I imagine there are, but at least this high profile where employees of the company that were hacked could be facing such consequences as being prosecuted, Greg Scott? Not prosecuted, but at the very least fired, but maybe prosecuted could come
maybe
down?
Maybe prosecuted. Not that I know of.
This is a big deal.
Yeah, it was. The Equifax, the CEO at Equifax, lost his job over it. I don't think anyone at Equifax was prosecuted. The Office of Personnel Management, Archuleta, she had to resign in disgrace. I'm not thinking of anybody who was actually prosecuted. I'm not thinking of that. The SolarWinds guys, though, somebody got somehow, some way, and we don't know how this happened. We still, to this day, 3 years later, we don't know how. It's actually more than 3 years later. The Russians were inside that network for months and months and months, just doing quiet reconnaissance and studying and staying below the radar. To this day, we don't know how they got inside and how they polluted that software. They did a good job. The attackers did everything right.
How did people ascertain that something was going on if they didn't even know how it originated?
There's a whole big long story about that. Mandiant was one of the early ones. Mandiant is a incident response firm.
Okay,
they're super famous in the industry. When the high profile attacks happen, people call in Mandiant to come figure out what happened. Well, somehow Mandiant was leaking information to bad guys. Mandiant had a whole bunch of analysis tools, and they saw this stuff walk out the electronic door, and they put together groups to try to figure out why.
Okay,
they traced it to these SolarWinds servers. They dug deeper, and they found the component inside SolarWinds that was doing it. Then they called SolarWinds, and that's everything started from there. But turns out there were similar attacks going all the way back to 2019 with other organizations, and they traced it back to different servers. But nobody talked to anybody until Mandiant came onto the scene and was the catalyst. And that leads to, how do you prevent this kind of stuff? Well, it leads to two things. How do you prevent this kind of stuff? And then why do people listening to this radio show care? And not very many of us run networks that hundreds of thousands of people use.
Right.
Right. So why does the average person on the street care? Well, the average person on the street cares because the banking systems that you use and the utilities that you use and the telco networks that you use and the government that you count on to keep your tax data private, somebody compromised all that stuff.
Mm.
All of it. All of it.
Mm. Wow.
And that could be really, really bad for your life if you're high profile. The other reason is this stuff happens on a smaller scale. People say, I don't have any data that anybody cares about. Why do I spend all this money on security? And you probably don't. Nobody cares about how your small business accounting works. But maybe you've got a contact inside somewhere. Maybe you've got a login credentials for a big organization that's your customer. And maybe an attacker can penetrate you and find those credentials to penetrate a juicier target. That's why security is important to everybody else.
So is this? Are these events based on any kind of books you may have read or maybe authored, D. Greg Scott?
Well, sort of.
Okay.
The SolarWinds one is the SolarWinds one. I don't have any equivalents to, but I do have a book called Bullseye Breach.
Yeah.
And that book is about that book chronicles a fictional attack, a fictional attack 10 years ago against a retailer named Bullseye Stores. And they lose 40 million credit cards to overseas attackers because they were careless. So, my stuff.
Any similarities to other companies with a bullseye logo? Purely coincidental, Greg Scott.
Purely coincidental. That's right. We're supposed to say that to cover ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, you could certainly foresee how some of these attacks could occur. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to put you on par with Tom Clancy there, Greg Scott, but a lot of Tom Clancy novels were written and then some of that stuff came to fruition and people were asking, how did you know all of this stuff would happen? And it's just, but like, you know, kind of like with Tom Clancy knowing what he knew about, you know, certain infrastructures, you knowing what you know about mm-hmm. IT. Hey, these are very plausible scenarios.
Yeah,
but they are fictional. But they are fictional.
I've never been on a submarine.
No, that's very true.
Never been in an airplane cockpit either. But Jerry Bradley still landed.
Technology guru Greg Scott is joining us in studio, talking SolarWinds hack and other areas of online piracy. We're going to be talking about online grooming the next segment.
Yeah,
coming up in mere moments, 651-289-4488 is the number to call. Brad Carlson, the closer, back in mere moments. Good.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code REFUEL for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code REFUEL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code REFUEL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code REFUEL.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-989-0841. 800-989-0841. 800-989-0841. That's 800-989-0841.
Do you want to make a difference in your community? Volunteer with your local fire department. Operational and non-operational positions are available, and training is provided. Anyone can be a volunteer. You just need the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. When your community needs you, will you be there to answer the call? Learn more about volunteering at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks always for tuning in. 651-289-4488. That is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter. Hashtag NARN show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show for any comments or questions. And you can also check out our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, where we do have the live stream up and running. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. Hey, folks, I want to emphasize again, a real big event coming up with AM 1280 The Patriot on Wednesday, August 23rd. We're coming to town. Is our very own Patriot host. He will be coming to town that Wednesday evening again, August 23rd. Tickets go on sale to Patriot Fan Club members tomorrow morning. That's July 17 at 7 a.m. Again, got to be a Patriot Fan Club member. It costs you nothing to be a member of the Patriot Fan Club. So go to am1280thepatriot.com right now and sign up as a Patriot Fan Club member, because if you're not, You're not going to be able to get your tickets until noon tomorrow, and by then, tickets will mostly be gone. Again, it's am1280thepatriot.com. So definitely keep listening to this very radio station for more details. We are so very excited to welcome one of your favorites, Patriot host, to the broadcast, or to the event. It's, again, Wednesday, August 23rd. So get your tickets. Like I say, when we say the event's going to sell out, it's going to sell out, so don't miss out. So, again, become a Patriot Fan Club member and get in line tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. to get your tickets. Again, that's Wednesday, August 23rd. Block it out on your calendar right now. So continuing our discussion with D. Greg Scott, our technology guru. Check out his fine work, by the way. D as in Daniel, dgregscott.com is his website, your one-stop shop for all of Greg's insights, blog posts, media links. You can purchase your books there too, Greg Scott. Can you purchase your books there?
Not directly from the website, but you can find all of them there and go to wherever. Go to your favorite bookseller and buy the books.
Absolutely.
We should plug Traffic School too. We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. We will. Well, Greg, one thing I know whenever you're on this broadcast, the one thing you try to emphasize is the best way to prevent these hacks. Because obviously that's the first question that's going to come up. How do you prevent something disastrous like this from taking place? I'm a small business guy. If something like this were ever to happen to me, I'd be out of business within a millisecond. I couldn't handle this, couldn't overcome something like this. It's being obviously very aware of everything. But one phrase that I always cling to, that I always remember, care and share to be prepared, Greg
Scott.
You
betcha. I am so glad you remembered that. Burn that into your brain, everybody.
Yes.
It's six words and it even rhymes. It's easy to remember. Care and share to be prepared. So care enough about your own security to actually really invest in it instead of just talking about investing in it. And then share what you learn liberally with everyone and expect everyone else to share what they learn liberally with everyone. And back to the big SolarWinds attack, what could have stopped that? Embrace open. That's even two words. It's even quicker than that. Two words, embrace open. Those guys are all closed and proprietary. Nobody talked to anybody. And when we hold stuff close to the vest like that, we make the same mistakes over and over and over and over again because we don't learn, because we don't talk to each other. I promise you, bad guys out there spend all day long probing good guys, and they spend all night long collaborating with each other to make tomorrow's probes better. Meanwhile, good guys hold all this stuff close to the vest, and we don't talk to each other, and that's why we get penetrated so much. There it is right there, six words, care and share to be prepared. Everything flows from that.
Have you copyrighted that phrase yet, Greg Scott? I think you should. I mean, you should get a royalty anytime somebody uses it, right?
I'm just saying for that.
I'm just saying here, you know, I mean.
Well, wait. No, keep that open. That's wide open. Everybody adopt that. Everybody just say it. Keep that open and buy lots of books.
Yeah,
get
absolutely.
Get the royalties from buying lots of books.
Care and share to be prepared. Yeah, in all seriousness, that's a very simple concepts. And the one thing I notice is, you know, How you even just carry on conversations. It could be something as benign like, oh, I don't know, if you're sitting on an airplane or sitting on a train and you're discussing, you know, stuff about your job, your vocation, and you talk about your company. I mean, these are things that hackers can ascertain, just basic information, and take it and run with it. So, again, I'm not trying to say live your life in secret, but at the same time,
kind of be careful
of certain things you do share that are for ears that maybe you might not want to hear, Greg Scott.
Confidentiality counts. Of course, there's stuff that's supposed to be confidential, and I'm not suggesting you go tell everybody your things, that your passwords and keys and stuff like that. But when we operate under this illusion that attackers don't know how to attack us, we just fail. Attackers already know everything there is to know about how our networks work and our IP addresses and other things like that we think is secret. It's kind of like the fiction that Social Security numbers are secret. Well, guess what? They're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're not secret. And so assume reality and operate on the assumption that none of this stuff is secret, because it's not. So that's sharing in a nutshell. Don't hold all this stuff close. Now, it's embarrassing. If somebody penetrates you and steals your secrets, it's embarrassing. If you go and get in front of the world and tell everybody somebody stole all these secrets, the world might get mad at you. But if you don't tell the world and they find out some other way, which they're going to do, somehow, some way, the world's going to find out. They're going to be even more mad at you. So get out in front of that train and manage it yourself instead of somebody else managing it for you.
Yeah, I mean, the aftermath, that certainly as important as anything. I mean, you may suffer some losses, but in order to prevent, you know, someone in a similar situation, someone in a, you know, similar industry from enduring that, you know, let's say someone in a similar industry whom you rely upon interactions for business, you don't want to suffer the same fate. So,
do forums about it, do conferences and bring it up at conferences, just write articles, write blog posts about it. I did.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
I've got blog posts about when my buddy from Ukraine did penetrate me one time. I wrote it all up in a blog post. Another time
a buddy of yours tried to do this?
A buddy of mine, yeah. He said, "Greg, can I hack your website?" And I said, "Yeah, sure, Igor, give it a shot."
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so he did, and then he gave me a whole boatload of grief about what a terrible job I did at configuring it. And you know what? He was right. And I went through stages of grief. I went through denial, and I don't have time for this, and this didn't really happen. And then Greg, you're a dork. Just fix it. So I fixed it, and I wrote it all up on a blog post. It's from 2017. It's on my website. Just search for my buddy, MySpace buddy, and you'll find it.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, Greg, another reason why I wanted to have you in here, obviously the SolarWinds hack, that is a developing story. Kind of some new information that's come out from a hack that took place a few years ago, but also a blog post title that you put together last week that really caught my attention, "The Time Somebody Tried to Groom Me Over Social Media." Now, people use the word grooming in today's context where they talk about kids and trying to lure them into sex trafficking, and certainly that is one aspect of it, but grooming is an all-encompassing word. It doesn't mean trying to lure kids into an underground world of awful activities. There's a lot more to it than Greg Scott. Why don't you talk a little bit about your experience?
So everybody who does Twitter knows that you get these DM direct messages, private direct messages from bots, from people who claim that they are.
I get them on Instagram constantly.
Every social media does it. And so one day I got a message from somebody that said, "Hi, handsome."
that'll get your attention.
All right, flex my muscles. I'll be Arnold today. So I told her I've been married for 40 some odd years at the time. This was 2019.
Okay.
And so immediately the attacker pivoted. This was really cool. They pivoted, and she or they said they were in this terrible marriage and their husband had been abusing them and the husband had gone to prostitutes and what should they do? And so she hooked me. She did. I'll say she, but who knows who she is. She hooked me. And so we went back and forth like for hours over half the night, and then she went silent, and she said she lived in wherever it was in Florida, I forget.
Okay.
And she went silent, so I tracked down the police in the city where she lived, and I called the police. I said, I want you guys to do a welfare check on this house, and I spent time talking to the police.
You were able to find the address to the house?
I didn't know the address.
Okay.
And I didn't, it wasn't any, like, sleuthing detective work. She told me where she lived,
where
she claimed she lived. So then she went silent, and I thought, oh, man, maybe her husband did something to her. Sorry that she was chatting. I mean, just got me all worked up. So I called the police and talked to the police, and then the next morning we started back up again, and she said, "I'm sorry, I did something stupid and this and that and the other." So we went back and forth, and then now that she had me reeled in, she started to hook me. She said, "I need to go to Virginia to get away from my abusive husband. Can you send me some money to help me out a little bit?"
Yeah.
And that brought my radar up because I do this stuff all the time. I collect these stories. And so finally my radar went up and went, "Oh, crap, they got you, Greg. They got you." So I said, "Yeah, really, I'm sorry. I don't have any money." And then the next post that came back, the writing style was completely different. And they were quoting Bible verses about how I should help others who are less fortunate than me and what's wrong with me and why won't I do this and that and the other. That made me mad. So I said, "This ends right here, right now," and I blocked them. It's the only person I've ever blocked on social media.
Okay.
On the scale of grooming, this was pretty small. They gobbled 4 hours of my time over most of a full calendar day.
Sure.
And they didn't cost me any money. They just cost me time and a little bit of emotional turmoil, but I kind of had it coming because I fell for it. On the scale of grooming, it wasn't a big deal, and it didn't even hit me that somebody had tried to groom me until after I wrote a whole book around social media grooming and the consequences. It just hit me that those guys tried to groom me. So I wrote the blog post last week.
Yeah.
Should have written it 4 years ago.
Right. So when you hear about, I mean, really These are things that you, because you do this regularly, this is something you were able to pick on after a number of excerpts of the conversation. So, again, you know, is it the same concept with, you know, hacks as it is grooming? Just always kind of have your antenna up if you're interacting with people you don't know. I mean, is it as basic, as simple as that?
And watch for patterns. Watch for stuff that's too good to be true. Watch for somebody. Watch for somebody trying to zero in on things that you think are important. And if I were an attacker, so in the cybersecurity world, we have to we're supposed to think like attackers. That's how we do good defense. And we care about the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of data. That's the official ivory tower definition of cybersecurity. When you get into the real world, that ivory tower gets into some really gut-wrenching stuff, especially around integrity. And that's where social media grooming comes in. You violate the integrity of messaging. That's a sanitary way to put it. If I were an attacker, I would go to social media profiles and I would search for people that post something personal, something like a little bit revealing. And so I did this as an experiment. I wrote a blog post about this back in May. As an experiment, I went to Facebook and I just started looking at random at profiles. And I found one. I found a woman who'd written a profile about how she was misunderstood and always had different ideas, and nobody liked her ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And so I built a whole scenario about how I would attack that person.
Okay.
And if I were an attacker, if I were a trafficker, in the end, I would own her. I would rewire her brain to make her believe that I was her salvation of the whole world, and that once she left me, she'd be dead. I'd go through a whole series of manipulations to make that happen. That's probably the creepiest blog post I've ever written. It scares me. Scares me that I can think that way.
But in all seriousness, it's great that you're able to have those kind of insights to say, hey, this is how it happens, folks. These are things you probably don't think of. And again, people, if you have social, you know, everybody has some sort of social media site, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or whatever, you know, it would behoove you, if you're going to share something even slightly personal, to have is the best kind of security settings you can find, so only people that you invite into your network.
Those are meaningless.
Facebook, you know,
those like security settings are meaningless.
Really? Even on Facebook, if only friends can see your posts?
Yeah, okay. Follow the logic here. You set all your security settings so only friends can see your posts.
Yeah.
So you have 100 friends. What are the odds that one of your friends might say, this is really cool, I think I'll share that? Boom, it's gone. It's out to the whole world.
But they can't – well, they can't. But there are settings even on those posts where you can only share.
They can copy and
paste. Well, yeah, anybody can take a screenshot of it, and that's what I'm saying. But that too is the point. If you're inviting in your community of people that you only loosely know,
and it's all just like business security, just like big security, it's all risk management. If you set your, I might have been too harsh saying it's meaningless. It's not meaningless. It'll reduce your risk.
There are workarounds. There's
no such thing as zero risk. If you put it on social media, assume the whole world's going to see it. And if you just keep that in your brain, that will go a long way towards protecting you.
Excellent advice. Yeah, my wife says constantly, you know, it's proud, you know, because she's a middle school teacher, and she tells her students, never put anything out there that you wouldn't blast, like in front of a room full of people. Like,
right.
You wouldn't say that in front of a room full of people. Probably not a good idea to put on your social media apps. Greg Scott, our official technology guru. Again, check out his website, dgregscott.com. D as in Daniel, dgregscott.com. One final segment with Greg here in studio. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NarnShow, or check us out on our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Again, one final segment on the broadcast with me, Brad Carlson. Go nowhere.
From Lakeville to Lake Superior and Champlain to Chile, we're where you are. We are Intelligent Radio. Listen anytime, anywhere at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Did you know you were kicking in your mommy's tummy before you were born?
We were?
Yep. I just learned at school that babies move and kick before they're even born.
No wonder we're so good at soccer.
That's right, kids. A preborn baby is moving about and even kicking just 14 weeks from conception. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of information and alternatives to abortion, or you'd like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773, 1-800-366-7773, or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? My name is Ron LeGrand, and over the past 40 years, I've bought over 3,000 houses without using my money or credit and taught thousands to do the same. Today, even in a virtual environment, we buy nice houses in nice neighborhoods using no banks, realtors, contractors, or other costly entanglements, and build huge cash flow and wealth without the hassle of tenants, all without credit and little or no money. You don't need a license or experience, and I'll show you exactly how it's done. Text RON to 99799, and I'll send you my free training. I promise you I'll change the way you think about real estate and open the door to a new lifestyle that doesn't involve risk or rehabs and can quickly replace your current income. Text RON to 99799, and let me show you how to take your life back and build cash flow and wealth from your home. That's RON to 99799, and again, RON to 99799.
America is giving away its inventions and technology to China.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
The shocking new movie, Innovation Race, exposes the potential Chinese takeover of 5G and the internet, threatening America's economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself.
Watch the movie, Innovation Race, now on demand or DVD at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
There's only one option in the Twin Cities to get multiple competitive bids on siding, roofing, or windows without a parade of long-winded, high-pressure salespeople. Set up a free appointment with me today at getmythreequotes.com. That's the number three, getmythreequotes.com.
We are back. AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Please don't talk about love tonight.
It's me, Brad Carlson, the closer, closing out weekends. Don't forget, Mitch Berg, my friend and colleague, heard on these very airwaves, AM 1280 The Patriot, Saturdays 1 to 3 p.m., followed immediately by Jack Tomczak, the new guy. And when I say new guy, he's been here 2 years. He's on Saturdays 3 to 5, and I close out weekends, as I said, Sundays 1 to 3 p.m. And don't forget King Banyan on our sister station, AM 1440, The Biz, Saturdays 9 to 11. For The King Banyan Show, your most comprehensive show on economics. Dare I say in Minnesota? I say the entire country. I'm going with it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. D. Greg Scott, our technology guru in studio for these past couple of segments. I only got about a few minutes remaining with our chat with Greg Scott. Talk is about traffic school, Greg Scott. No, I'm not talking about your relicensure for driving a car. Your latest book, Greg Scott, Traffic School?
Book number three, Traffic School. It's a great story. It's a little different. It's not as much technology as the first two books. There's a little bit of technology, but this one's got a lot more personalities and a lot more psychology.
Okay.
And so Jesse Johnson is a fraud analyst at Uncle Sam Bank, and she works in downtown Minneapolis. And she's having dinner having a latte in the Skyway one day on the weekend. On the Friday before Super Bowl 52 here in Minneapolis, and a skimpy Native American sits down with her and says, "Quick, pretend that we know each other." And then I'm trying to escape my boyfriend, and that's where things really get started. And it turns out Leilani is a sex trafficking victim, and she's trying to get away, but she's not so sure. She's trapped in this bogus work study program from a university in cahoots with an upscale resort up in northern Minnesota.
Okay,
that's how it starts, and there's a whole bunch of examples of grooming and stuff like that in there. A lot of times, these trafficking stories get really, 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 really depressing, and they get that way because it just is. I tried to tell it. I could not tell a story from the point of view of a trafficking victim because
right.
I'm a middle-aged, bald-headed guy. So how could I just can't
of
do
course,
that.
Of course, yeah, understandable. Yeah.
But Jesse Johnson, I can tell the story from her point of view. Jessie does business. She works in a business. She works for a large bank, and she does business stuff. And most of the time, she chases down credit card thieves. But this time, she chases down a different kind of a criminal element, and she gets in pretty much over her head, but she finds a way to win. I'm looking for, if anybody out there, I like that when I do books, I like to get things right, and I haven't published Traffic School yet, partially because of this. I'm looking for help making sure I've got my Native American personalities right.
Okay.
And that's important to get those right. And I did my best. I did my best. I've talked to a few people, but I'd love if you're part of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe and you want to influence a book, help me influence Traffic School. I'll send you a couple of my first two books and just do me that favor and I'll put you in the acknowledgement. So help me out and I'll help you out.
So they would get a free copy of the book to kind of look over and determine yay or nay whether you've properly depicted this segment?
Well, right now, today, this minute, the free copy of Traffic School is a PDF file inside of a computer.
Okay.
And there's a cool picture that might go on the cover on my website. So I'll send you the PDF file. You read through the PDF file and give me feedback. That's how that would work for right now. After it's published, you betcha I'll send you a copy of it because you helped me make it better.
So I guess, folks, if you want to, Spencer, what's the main line here? It's 405-8800, if I'm not mistaken. The reason, in all seriousness, because if folks, you know, you're listening to this and you know of someone or that would be interested in helping Greg out, you call the station. We can get you in touch with Greg. Yeah, 651-405-8800. Is the main front desk line. So if you're listening to this and you can put Greg in touch with someone from the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, or if you are a member of that community yourselves, folks, we'll put you in touch with Greg and we can get you hooked up and even get a sneak preview of the book. Holy cow, that's definitely a nice side benefit. So.
Or if you're a trafficking victim and you want to talk about it, get a hold of me and do a guest blog post. I'll put your guest blog post, and that might help some people.
Hopefully, too. We can bring some folks together here.
Yeah.
Greg, always goes by way too quick. Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate the time. Godspeed going forward, and we'll definitely keep in touch. That's for sure.
Thanks for having me. At worst case, we'll see each other this winter.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, as always, thank you for tuning in. AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Godspeed, my friends. Have yourselves a blessed week.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
Yeah, Invergrove Hyundai, they have an amazing service staff. Incredible. Hey, I'm Javon from Megan. All in all, the entire staff is so friendly. I mean, you have young people to even elders. They really are like good people. They have really, really good hearts. So Tyler is someone that I would highly recommend. He'll remember your name, too. I have a Hyundai Sonata 2020, and the services that I've gotten on there is oil changes. We had to switch out the chip maybe once, and I probably had a check engine light, and I wanted to get it checked on, but they never give me a hassle. They're just like, hey, come in. One thing I love the most about Invergrove Hyundai is any place you go, that if they remember you, then you're significant to them. Even if you don't think you are, they'll make you feel like it. you'll feel right at home.
Invergrove Hyundai's service technicians are ready for you no matter what kind of vehicle you drive. Open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays. Call them today or schedule your appointment online at InvergroveHyundai.com. That's InvergroveHyundai.com.
Cable news. Noisy, out of touch, on repeat. Tired of all the lookalikes? So are we. Salem News Channel is here to change the game. Streaming 24-7, free on your TV, with the greatest collection of conservative voices. Home to Dinesh D'Souza, Andrew Wilkow, Brandon Tatum, and more. Like you, we say what's wrong and what's right, unfiltered and unapologetic. Salem News Channel, we're the answer to the mainstream media. Learn more at snc.tv.